Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the home court winning streak out to 12. Solid focus for Coach Terry Moore and Hoosier Cagers continuing this week. It's revenge tours. A team, well, they're looking up at currently, and that's Minnesota in the standings. They're in here for Thursday night action. We began actually the first of two parts this week with Coach Terry as this gritty group of Hoosier women refused to lose here with focus, as I mentioned, communication, and you know what? Just good old sound defense, the way that Coach Terry likes
well,
it played.
I appreciate that, Joe. And you're right. You know, right now it's about really managing our ball club and trying to figure out, you know, how we can keep them both mentally fresh, physically fresh, but then also we have to continue to have an edge about us. And, you know, this is a critical 2 weeks for us. We play four games in 8 days and have to have, a mandatory day off in there somewhere. But our preparation, the good thing, I guess, if there's any good thing to, going down the stretch here is obviously we've seen Minnesota. We're going to go on the road and play Iowa. We've played them. Go on the road and play Nebraska. I've seen them. The only team we haven't seen thus far up to this point will be Penn State, and that'll be our last home game. But right now, keeping our team, as physically fresh and mentally as fresh is really the number one goal.
Well, part two tomorrow with Coach Terry Moran on our reports ahead of the Gophers on Thursday night in the high-scoring Rachel Banham, Minnesota senior guard who made this week's Big Ten Player of the Week honor roll list, along with our own floor general, Tyra Buss, who had those back-to-back 20-point games averaging last week in the wins against Illinois and Wisconsin, 22.5 points, 7 rebounds, and 4.5 assists per game. Banham coming in here Thursday night, tallied her fifth 30-point-plus contest last week, 32 against Nebraska. She had a 60-point game a couple of weeks ago. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, now, season number two for Chris Lemonis just a few days away for those baseball Hoosiers. And as Coach Chris was telling me on Monday,
game week, so we're excited. I know the guys are ready to play somebody else besides themselves. And got a veteran pitching staff and a lot of veteran players back with some new exciting players, too. So we feel like we got a pretty good ball club and a chance to make another run at it.
Well, I know you've been indoors, hard at work. You had a good preseason. You've had a lot of work at Mellencamp, but now you get a chance to go outdoors. How challenging is it to put the pieces together in each and every season, especially with the up-and-coming young sophomore class you have?
Yeah, it's always interesting. It's the recruiting side in me of trying to get the right pieces, of guys out there to play and do and, looking up and making sure we got all the holes filled, and sometimes you look up and you want to make sure, and that's what I think with this group, we have a lot of depth around the board, just pitching staff and position players and everything else, that we don't have a lot of holes out there. I think we got a group that can, play day in and day out.
Well, senior Kyle Hart is back. He's going to be your opening pitcher, but yet he's going to be your go-to guy. Talk a little about his development, where he raises the bar and the rest of your starting rotation.
Kyle Hart, who could, a fifth-year senior, guy's been to Omaha, guy's won championships, and on top of it is a very talented, competitive pitcher. So we feel like we're throwing out one of the best Friday night starters out there. We'll go on Saturdays with Evan Bell, another senior, who had a great summer in the Cape Cod League, and then on Sunday we'll go another senior in Caleb Berger.
And let us not forget Jake Kelzer, a junior who opted to come back and not sign with the Cubs last June. He'll anchor the back half of things out of the bullpen for Chris Lemonis. Three-game set with Middle Tennessee State opens the baseball season Friday night. I'm Joe Smith.